We're joined by ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers, who's following this case. This is very interesting. We've been talking about how the Olympics are going forward in Tokyo and set to get underway shortly. But in the meantime, now we're learning that all Olympic participants and members of the press from outside Japan will be monitored via GPS. Tom, this sounds like some intense monitoring.
Yeah, welcome to the brave new world. How did we slip into this? You know, you chip your dog, and now in essence they're going to be tracking journalists there. 22,000 broadcast and print people are going to be there, and yeah, there's going to be a smart app. And in essence, you have to, you know, go stick closely to the designated areas, going to venues, going to the Olympic Village. If you have a day off and you say, yeah, I'm going to go do some shopping in Tokyo today, that could really release alarm bells, could get your credentials yanked. So, yeah, what a precedent this is. This is not going to go down very well.
Yeah, I know. I was personally speaking with my brother-in-law. He works for one of the governing bodies here for one of the U.S. summer sports that will be in Tokyo. He's just kind of detailed the paperwork he has to go to. He has to file basically every location that they believe he's eligible to go to, where he would be going 4 weeks before he even leaves the U.S. heading over to Tokyo for these games and be a part of this app. And it seems like it's a lot of scrutiny. And I guess one way it might help at least keep the games actually moving forward and somewhat safe is there's still pandemic-related issues throughout the world.
Yeah, it raises the question. You know, it really boils down to should you even hold the Olympics if you have these additional hoops you have to jump through or not? And, you know, based upon money, yes, the Olympics are going to go forward. It'll be mostly like a TV, made-for-TV kind of event. But again, looking down the road in Beijing, they'll be looking at the experience of Japan and saying, you know, we like this idea of GPS too. Yeah, let's have it for our games too. It has a chilling effect on covering the games, interaction with others there, and it takes the fun out of being there during the Olympics.
Well, and kind of takes that, you know, overall kind of worldwide brotherhood feeling out of it as well. If you're very much limited to only going to within these certain areas and basically being told where you can and can't be the entire time.
No, you're absolutely right. And covering these, you know, these events, it's fun. You get to meet people, new people from different parts of the world. You'll have contacts. You'll exchange badges. It really is a quote unquote global village. If you want to harken back to that, it's a lot of fun, and that's in essence taken away. It's almost like show up, sit in front of your monitor, you know, write some stories, file them, and don't interact with too many people. And by the way, have some fun.
Yeah, so it's trying to limit any interactions. It's not necessarily looking for people who are going into areas that are banned or doing any illegal activity, correct?
No, none of that, but it's almost like if you were going to an event, I don't know, tomorrow, and a few days down the road, somebody also at that event has a positive COVID test, it's like the old contact tracing that they tried here. Not with a whole lot of success, but that's kind of the idea. So they would say, yep, we know because we got digital records. You were at this location on this particular day. You're going to come back now. You're going to have another test, see if you're okay or not. So, yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff you have to do to cover the games this time around.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's going to be, as you mentioned, it could be a new precedent center for other nations who may not be as open and welcoming to especially the Western world, like China, when they go to Beijing just next year to maybe be looking at this. ABC's Tom Rivers, thanks so much for joining us with this update from the foreign desk. And I'm sure as Tokyo gets closer, we'll be talking a lot more.
Take care.